one of the biggest gold mines in the world could be built in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. How the company Donlin Gold will clean up after it's closed and pay for it was the subject of a public hearing last night at the Bethel Cultural Center. Christy Schallenberger with Alaska's Energy Desk was there to cover the meeting and brings us this report.
It took nearly 4 hours, and in that time, nearly 30 people filled the room to express their views about the proposed Donlin Gold mine.
Oh, what I'm putting up here is Andronymous Fish Inventory Wildlife Refuges Yukon Delta Coastal Summary from 1975.
That's Alyssa Rogers, stacking books. She's one of the founders of the Yukon-Kuskokwim River Alliance, a local organization that opposes the mine. And she's one of several who testified against the mine during the public hearing.
This is a subsistence economy. It always will be. It always has been.
The hearing was held at the Alliance's request, and the public comments were supposed to be focused on the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's draft approval of the plans for reclaiming Donlin's mine site, which is upstream from Crooked Creek, and also how Donlin plans to pay for cleanup. But most of the comments were broader. That's William Charlie Brown. He's an elder from Eek who spoke in Yukten about where he stands on the mine. He's against it. He is afraid that a mine accident would contaminate the Kuskokwim River and its tributaries, which are vital food sources for the entire YK Delta. The Donlin mine itself would impact about 3,500 acres of wetlands and permanently eliminate two salmon streams. And so Donlin is required by law to pay for cleanup and to restore the land. But many in the hearing were skeptical about the amount that the state would require Donlin to pay. That is $317 million. State documents put the actual cost to clean up the mine much higher, more than $1 billion. And because the mine is being built on Native Corporation land, it's even more complicated, especially about who is responsible if Donlin goes bankrupt and there isn't enough money for the state to reclaim the site. Alan Nakanishi is the technical engineer for DEC's mining division.
It'll end up in the courts, and it's unpredictable.
So this would seem to put two Native corporations under pressure to make sure there is enough money set aside by Donlin, just in case. The Chilista Regional Native Corporation owns the subsurface rights to the mine site and didn't provide any comments during the hearing. Maver Carey, the CEO of the Kuskokwim Corporation, which owns the surface rights, was the only representative from a Native corporation who spoke at the hearing. Her comments focused on the TKC's responsibility to return value to its shareholders.
Responsible economic development is a critical factor for our corporation. Responsibly developing our land and resources was the intent that our forefathers and founders identified when selecting lands, including mineral-rich lands, for the betterment of all TKC shareholders.
It appears unlikely that many public comments opposing the mine will stop the state from approving the reclamation plan and the amount Donlin would pledge to clean up the site. The state agency personnel say it's rare that a permit is denied. DEC's Nakanishi says that he's worked at the agency for 10 years, and he's never saw a permit in his division that got turned down. Meanwhile, the public can submit comments to DEC and the Department of Natural Resources until 5 p.m. on September 6th. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.